And I remember very well that the advices I got from my teachers, I remember those advices, but I didn't get the idea of it. You know, like, listen to the music, sing the melody, play just the melody, think more, practice less, let's say, or move your fingers a little bit less, or work in an effective way, like focus on the problems you want to solve. But when you are just a young boy, you just want to play. And many great musicians, they confirm the same, that this technical approach, this is something what is at the beginning, right? Young people, they want to play fast, they want to be able to play well, right? So they focus on a manual technical approach, and actually the music phrasing, understanding of the form, style, and being sensitive for a sound quality, this is coming very very late. And I think it's not just musical education, but it's just the maturity as a person. Because I know many amateur players, like guitarists in the age of 50, 60, and they just play for fun. But when I talk to them, I immediately understand that the instrument they have, they love because of sound, right? Even though they are struggling to produce the nice sound, they have desire for a nice sound. The kids usually, they don't get it. They just buy a very loud guitar that has a nice sustain and boom, right? And that's what was important to them. So when I'm while teaching nowadays, I'm just repeating the same things, but I'm trying to give clear examples what it gives you when you just sing the melody, for example, what it means to understand the character of the melody, to find a nice beat and a groove, to make it more organic and less technical, or more musical, less technical, and usually that's what is my goal when I'm teaching. I know that they're gonna practice for hours, or you know, they're gonna move the fingers without thinking so much, but still, if they dedicate a little time to think about the music, not so much about playing, would be just great.